This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The Supreme Court today heard arguments over how much immunity a former president of the United States should enjoy from criminal prosecution. Former President Trump has argued for absolute immunity. The case will determine whether Trump should stand trial on charges related to the 2020 election and the federal prosecutor's case that he participated in efforts to subvert election results. NPR's Carrie Johnson has more.
Majority of the justices that I heard seemed uncomfortable with giving former President Donald Trump for the first time some kind of blanket immunity. And the most outrageous and extreme hypotheticals his lawyer was suggesting, things like being able to assassinate a political rival, mount a coup, order the military to kill other people. At the same time, the conservative justices seemed very concerned about the possibility of crippling future presidents and tying their hands.
NPR's Carrie Johnson reporting. The future of a pro-Palestinian protest encampment on the campus of Columbia University in New York is unclear. Gwen Hogan with the local news website The City reports.
Talks between student negotiators and university officials are ongoing on this eighth straight day that students have been camping out on the university's South Lawn. They're demanding the university divest from companies that profit off the war in Gaza. Columbia administrators set a 48-hour timeline to come to an agreement, but there's confusion about when exactly it expires. At midnight or later in the day Friday, the university has yet to clarify, but has said it is hoping to resolve the situation through negotiations with students. In the week since Columbia students set up camp on the South Lawn, students at universities all over the country have set up similar encampments. For NPR News, I'm Gwen Hogan in New York.
At Emory University in Atlanta, police today used pepper balls and tasers as they arrested several students and staff who set up an encampment there. In Boston last night, police took down a pro-Palestinian protest encampment at Emerson College. Over 100 were arrested. This is the 10th anniversary of the start of the Flint water crisis. Michigan Public's Steve Carmody reports.
The intent was to save money, switching to a less expensive source of drinking water for the financially strapped city. The result was improperly treated water from the new source damaged aging pipes, releasing high levels of lead and other contaminants into Flint's tap water, making it undrinkable and a health hazard. Former Mayor Karen Weaver complains Flint residents are still waiting for justice.
No one's been held accountable and no one has gotten a dime. And many people won't be here if we ever get a dime.
Tens of thousands of Flint residents are still waiting to see if they will receive a share of a more than $600 million settlement with the state of Michigan and others. For NPR News, I'm Steve Carmody in Flint, Michigan.
On Wall Street at the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 375, the Nasdaq off 100. This is NPR. The New York Court of Appeals has overturned a 2020 sex crimes conviction against former media mogul Harvey Weinstein and ordered a new trial. The ruling states the judge allowed for improper rulings, including allowing women to testify about allegations that were not part of the case. Weinstein has been serving a 23-year prison sentence. Many parents say they sometimes feel isolated and lonely. NPR's Maria Godoy has more on a new national survey.
The survey was conducted by the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. It found that about 62% of survey participants reported feeling burnt out by their responsibilities as a parent. That included over half of dads and two-thirds of the moms surveyed. Nearly 2 in 5 respondents said they felt they have no one to support them in their parenting role. And about 4 in 5 parents surveyed said they would value a way to connect with other parents outside of work and home. Researchers note that loneliness can affect both mental and physical health. One study last year found that a lack of social connection can increase the risk of premature death to levels comparable to smoking 15 cigarettes a day. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
At the tourist spot of Toby's Inlet on the Western Australia coast, more than 100 beached longfin pilot whales have been returned to sea. Officials say 29 others died on shore. Hundreds of volunteers turned out to help keep the whales alive when suddenly the survivors swam out. Ships and a spotter plane monitored the surviving whales in case they returned to shore. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.